Hello and welcome to From the Haunted Closet. I am your host, Anna. This week, Jamie and I couldn't figure out a day that worked as far as recording, so I'm going to be doing it all by myself. I'm hoping to get the episode out as quickly as I can. It might not be edited very well. I am trying to just kind of like go through it really fast. Hopefully there's not too many awkward pauses or fumbling over my words. I have been really like stressed out lately. My husband and I are planning on moving to a different city. So we've been kind of looking at different houses and stuff. It's just been really kind of hectic, chaotic. And then we're trying to figure out the stuff with like the kids and preschools and everything else. So the next few episodes might be kind of rushed, kind of short, maybe not as well put together. That's just kind of how it's going to be. I apologize in advance. If you have any topics or anything you'd like to suggest, please reach out to me. I would love to maybe look into something new. If you have any stories, I would also love to hear them, maybe read them, or if you go to Anchor, you can actually record your own voice message and I can play it during an episode. I would absolutely love to do that. Reach out and email me at fromthehauntedcloset@gmail.com or check me out on Instagram and DM me, fromthehauntedcloset. Also, you probably noticed this is our first podcast with the new album cover. So it's not great. I'm much more happy with it than the basic stock photo. There's definitely things I would like to eventually change about it. I did it myself, so I'm not like shitting on somebody else's artwork. It's okay. You can be honest. I know it's not the best thing. I feel like it does represent us a little bit better. I liked the little like sheet ghost in the closet because it's literally a haunted closet. But I do like the colors of this more, just more funky and fun. With that being said, let me think. I don't really have anything as far as like a creepy experience this week. Just been kind of going with the flow. We went to a trampoline park. Definitely not creepy. It's really hard to like come up with new and exciting like things to talk about in my life because my life is just not exciting ever. That's just what it's like to be a stay-at-home mom. Everything I do is with my kids. Hopefully I can get out of the house this week and maybe do something new. I will say that the building my youngest daughter's dance class is in is actually supposedly haunted. So maybe I could do an episode on something like that and include it. It's attached to an old depot. So that might be fun to do like a haunted trains episode. I've been talking some with my sister about doing our haunted hotel episode together. In the future, she might be coming on as a guest onto the podcast. We're trying to work something out so she can come and, I don't know, just talk about something. She is very into all things creepy. She has a small business where she makes like scare bears. I think she'd be a really good addition to the podcast. So we've been talking about different like ghost hunting equipment and stuff we're going to need. I don't think we're going to actually stay at the hotel until later in the spring or like early summer. Before my family and I move, I would like to. It just kind of depends on my husband's schedule too, because then he can watch my children while I go do that. I apologize if you can hear my 3-year-old in the background. I normally record at night when they're in bed, but the recording last night just didn't it wasn't very great. So I am re-recording certain parts today, and it's like 11:30. And today is actually the Thursday it's supposed to be published. So it might not be published until a day or two late, but at least it's getting something out there. I feel better when I follow through and publish something. I am hoping to be able to like pre-record several episodes and then just publish them on time. It's just getting around to actually like researching extra and doing it, which can be kind of tricky. The whole reason for only doing episodes every 2 weeks was so I would allow myself more time to research. And if I'm trying to do that, and in addition to having like backups for when Jamie and I can't work something out, I'm just fear it's like going to be a lot. So I've been kind of putting it off, but that is something I want to do in the future. Hopefully that follows through. I don't really like doing them on my own. I feel like as a listener, I enjoy listening to banter back and forth between two people and like listening to two people have ideas and play off of each other. I feel like when I do it by myself, I ramble and it's not as dynamic and fun to listen to. I mean, I as a listener don't mind listening to a one-person podcast. I just feel as like the person creating it, like that's not my strength. I also like just kind of like feel silly and inadequate doing it myself. So I don't know. Maybe if you have any words of encouragement, reach out and let me know too, because, you know, I have a low self-esteem and I'd love to hear it. Good things though. Like if you have something bad, maybe like don't, because I don't need that. But anyway, let's get on to our topic. My sister actually gave me this idea to do vampires. So I thought it would be interesting to kind of like go on a brief history of vampires and then talk about what a more modern vampire looks like. As defined by Wikipedia, a vampire is a creature from folklore that subsists by feeding on the vital essence of a living creature. Vampiric entities have been recorded in cultures all around the world. The term vampire is specifically used to refer to the European folklore vampires as we know them today. Vampires in the context that we know today have been heavily inspired by the infamous Dracula by Bram Stoker, which was written in 1897. The novel's success paved the way for the distinct vampire genre that remains relevant in pop culture to this day. What originally caused this belief in vampires? In his book, Vampires, Burial, and Death, Paul Barber explains that the belief was originally an attempt to explain the natural decomposition process. If a body showed less signs of decomposition, vampire hunters would mistakenly identify the body as a vampire. Scientifically, there are many reasons why a body may decompose at a slower rate. These reasons include temperature, soil composition, or chemicals in the body. For example, if someone dies of arsenic poisoning, their body decomposes a lot slower. Additionally, some signs of decomposition were mistaken as signs of vampirism. Gases within a corpse could give it the look of being more plump or well-fed. Gases are also known to push out bodily fluids through the mouth, causing the corpse to look like it had just fed on blood. Another sign vampire hunters mistakenly look for was hair, nail, or tooth growth. During decomposition, skin and gums lose fluid, causing them to recede. This would make the hair, nails, and teeth look like they have grown quite a bit since burial. Archaeologists have uncovered numerous anti-vampire burials, which were performed in order to prevent bodies from rising in the form of vampires. These burials would sometimes have either stakes in the mouth or heart, or the head removed and then placed between the knees of the dead person. So what is a modern vampire? Well, in some ways, they are very similar to the creatures of folklore. Some, not all, crave and do incorporate human blood into their diet. Some people do this intentionally, while others unwillingly crave or feel like they need blood. A reason for this might be the disease called pica, where people feel the need to consume things that are not food. Some examples would be dirt, glass, rocks, batteries, and in this case, human blood. Another type of vampire is an energy or a psychic vampire. An energy vampire is a living person who feeds off of a person's energy, life force, or aura, causing them to feel physically and emotionally drained after being exposed to the vampire. Many self-proclaimed vampires admit to intentionally taking a person's energy or life force. However, some do not even realize they are. Traits of a psychic vampire include experiencing feelings of abandonment or rejection, need constant reassurance, never feel satisfied, seeks nurturing, has low energy. Symptoms of a psychic attack include having a leaky or diminishing aura, dizziness, loss of energy, muscle tension, mental confusion, headaches, chronic fatigue, sleep disturbances, irritability, depression, and physical illness. As someone who I would personally describe as extremely introverted, I feel like this around everyone after socializing for an extended period of time. And I also could definitely see how being around me could be very draining. I don't know if I would necessarily go as far as to call it vampiric, or perhaps that's just like a personality clash in my opinion. So how do you protect yourself from a psychic attack from a vampire? Highly sensitive people are especially at risk for being harmed by energy drainers. To protect yourself, make sure you are aware of which individuals deplete your energy and limit your contact with them. Visualize a bubble of white light surrounding your auric field and carry protective amulets as energy shields with you. You can also buy products online specifically for vanishing psychic vampires. Gwyneth Paltrow's company Goop actually sells something called Psychic Vampire Repellent for $27. I am very intrigued by this. The product details are, if there's a more pleasurable way to banish psychic vampires, we don't know it. This essential oil blend of lavender, rosemary, and juniper is an energy refreshing scent with a tendency to conjure up positivity. How to use: shake gently before each use, spray around the aura to protect from psychic attack and emotional harm, avoid contact with eyes, and do not ingest. I know this week's episode was pretty short, and I'm sorry about that. Hopefully, in 2 weeks when we record again, Jamie and I will both be here and we can try to make the episode a little bit longer. I try to aim for about a half an hour to 45 minutes. I can already tell this one's going to be pretty short. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate us wherever you're getting your podcasts from. If you have a story or a topic suggestion, reach out to us. Email me at fromthehauntedcloset@gmail.com or check us out on Instagram at fromthehauntedcloset. If you check out our Instagram, we post any kind of pictures or paranormal content that pertains to the episodes or just that we think is neat. And again, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Bye. My sources for this episode are Vampires, Burial, and Death by Paul Barber, Vampire History by HistoryChannel.com, The Bloody Truth About Vampires by Becky Little for National Geographic. Real vampires exist, and there have been over 5,000 of them in the United States, by The Washington Post, Understanding How Psychic Vampire Attacks Happen by Philomena Lila Desi for LearnReligions.com.